Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I. Greetings in the name of Adonai Cha Rastafari Kedemah Haile Selassie here for the Tuesday podcast, the Rastafari podcast here on the Tuesday, the third day of the Shabuah here for the T to T, Testify Tuesday. We have today's daily psalm, Psalm 132 here in the season right here. We have the 20th sabbatical study for this Rastafari Shabbat Strong, Tetzaweh command. The command is very interesting here in this Torah reading and feeding to bring pure olive oil beaten for the lamps, for the lights. Yes, I. Right here. Time to
I'm going to testify.
To the Rastafari podcast.
I'm going to testify. I'm going to testify. What Jah has done for I.
Rastafari podcast here to testify Tuesday. Now, on the theme of testimony, the previous Torah reading and feeding, the 19th sabbatical study, it was interesting, brothers and sisters, those who got a chance to hear and read and study. Jah says, he who be, we be, is divine majesty says, the testimony that he would give, and this is connected right here with a biblical history of the ark. The Ark of the Covenant. Here, the evening psalm appointed for the third day of the Shabuah, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, we have Psalm 82.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor Pevet, Mizmor
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. The mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el.
He judgeth among the gods.
Bekerev Elohim yishpot.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth. For thou shalt inherit all nations, 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 inherit all nations.
Ethiopia, the first country mentioned in the Bible. This is the sacred Ark of the Covenant, the most ancient biblical artifact.
Come. So here, in this Torah reading and feeding, we're learning about the history, the true biblical history of the Ark of the Covenant. So here, for the Rastafari podcast, the third day of the seventh, third day of the Shavuot, the third day of the sabbatical strong. Previously, we had the 19th sabbatical study. And in the 19th sabbatical study, we get to learn about the pattern More about the pattern of the holy place of the sanctuary. Let them build for me a sanctuary, a holy place. And the first item we had teruma, the gifts, the up offering, teruma, the up offering, room in the Hebrew, meaning that lifted up the up offering, what I and I give up for that place in Jah grace. Now, as we study, we get to recognize the pattern, right, the object lesson of the tabernacle as it reflects, right, the outer of what is going on the inner. So the heart, heartical. So we have the ark at the heart of the matter. So in Exodus, for example, in Exodus chapter 25, verse 22, Jehovah says, and there, Jah will be waiting there, heartically speaking. He says, there I will meet with thee, and I will commune with thee from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubim, that are upon the ark of the testimony. As we mentioned, the first name of the ark, or the first reference description of the ark of the covenant, is the Aron HaEdut, the Aron. In the Hebrew, it's the Aron HaEdut, Edut, the testimony. So here, testify Tuesday. The testimony, right, the testimony, he says, of all things that I will give thee in commandment, all things that he would give to I and we in commandment, he says, in commandment to the children, to the sons, to the children of Israel, to the children of Israel. So here, we're getting the pattern, right, the pattern of the holy place, the pattern of Jah grace. From low degrees to high degrees, according to the glory of his divine majesty, Kadamawi Haile Selassie,
Yemes. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
So the biblical, what about the biblical history of the ark? Ras Ivai, Ayabingi, the chant, Ark of the Covenant, right? The Ark of the Covenant chant that says this, you don't know the history of the ark, you're skylark. When we say if you don't know the biblical, right, the scriptural, according to the glory of his majesty, the biblical pattern and the history of the ark, then we of the namesake, he says, I'll be replaced by the oncoming generation, I. His namesake, the namesake of the Rastafari Kedemawi Haile Selassie. So according to his glory, according to the B-I-B-L-E, from low degrees to high degrees, we have Exodus, for example, Exodus chapter 16, verse 34. As Exiavia, the sustainer, Yahweh, hey, Yahweh, he who be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be he, blessed be the name, commanded Moshe, commanded Musa. So Aharon, now the difference is Aharon is the ark, the chest, the box is the Aharon. We have Aharon for the man, Aaron, the brother of Moshe. So it says, so Aaron laid it up before the testimony. See what it says right there in Exodus chapter 16, verse 34, to get a more rooted and grounded foundation of what we mean. We say even right here for the third day of the Shabuah on the Rastafari podcast, this is Testify Tuesday. So what is the testimony according to the teaching of his divine majesty? So here, when we look up the word testimony from low degrees to high degrees in the KJV, King James Version, from low degrees to high degrees, we find Exodus chapter 16, verse 34. As Jehovah commanded Moses, so Aaron laid it up before the testimony. So what is the testimony? Where was the testimony? The testimony to be kept. Laid it up before the testimony to be kept. This is the connection right here with the ark. Here we have the connection right here with the ark of the covenant, according to the glory of his majesty. Exodus chapter 25, just zooming forward right here, we're in the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus. In the Hebrew, we know it as Shemot. Shemot mean the names of the B'nai Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel. And also we get the revelation here in the second book of Moses of the Hashem, ha, ha, the Shem, the name, Yahweh, he who be his divine majesty. So here in Exodus chapter 25, verse 21, it says, and thou, the I, male, shall put the mercy seat, get this right here, that the mercy seat, the cover, the ark cover, the mercy seat, right, is put above the ark, the Aron, the Tavot. And in the ark, thou shalt put, here's the key verse, thou shalt put the testimony that I shall give thee, that I, that he who be, we be the most high, would give I and we. So here, here, here for the Testify Tuesday. Let's keep that in mind. And also the idea of the testimony. And when I testify. So we got to testify, right, to his testimony. To the testimony, as he says, and in the ark thou shalt put the testimony. Now, as we study from the low degrees to high degrees, we study the pattern. See that you do all things, according to the pattern. So pattern recognition is very important. When we study the pattern of the Mishkan, of the sanctuary, the Mikdash, the holy place, we get to see the Ark of the Covenant, the holy place and the connection, keeping it heartical. So with the Ark is at the heart of the matter. So as John says that, and in the Ark, in our hearts, I and I have to put the testimony that he who be, who he be, gives to I and I and we. Key verse right there. Exodus chapter 25, verse 21. Exodus chapter 25, verse 21. Even right here for the T, for the Testify Tuesday. So our first and foremost testimony should be the testimony that he has put within I and I heart, as he has put the testimony in the ark.
I'm going to testify. I'm going to testify. What Jah has done.
His testimony.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
So get to know the biblical history and the pattern of the ark.
Ethiopia, the first country mentioned in the Bible, possesses the sacred ark of the covenant, the most ancient biblical artifact. But be remembered, the ark, it cannot be conquered. To all Ethiopians, those at home and those abroad, must I light, in the name of his imperial majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie, and restore ancient glory.
Yes, yes, yes. Ras Ivai and the Ayabingi right there with the Ark of the Covenant, Ayabingi chant. Love that chant, though. Love that chant. But to the question or to the point, do you know the history? If you don't know the history of the Ark, you're Skylark. Well, we heard in the tune that the Ark of the Covenant cannot be taken, but then according to the history of the Ark of the Covenant was taken according to history. So there are terms and conditions. For example, in 1 Samuel chapter 4, we have a very important history of the Ark. As we say, for covenant, there's terms. There are terms and conditions. Even with the word sound, are ye not as the children, right, of the Ethiopians unto me, right, O children of Israel, therefore the Ethiopians, right, coming into that covenant, they are these same terms and conditions. So that's a part of the history, the real history of the Ark, the real history of the Ark, because what is in the Ark has the testimony that Jah has put in there. And the Ark connected with our hearts. When we look at the pattern, as Jah says to Moshe, see that you do all things, that you make all things according to the pattern. Here in 1 Samuel chapter 4, check out 1 Samuel chapter 4, a very important chapter concerning the history of the Ark, because in verse 17, Chaburim of 1 Samuel, here we go into 1 Samuel chapter 4, brothers and sisters, going to ride up right here, have today's daily psalm. We have Psalm 132, right, the evening psalm here, the appointed evening psalm here for this third day, excuse me, brothers and sisters, bringing up the text right here, is Psalm 82. And Psalm 82 is very, very important, where it says, corrupt judges are arraigned. This is a particular psalm where a lot of folks like to go to, I think, the sixth or so verse in the English, in the KJV, the sixth verse, where it says, I have said ye are gods, all of you are children of the Most High. I have said you are Elohim. But not knowing the history, the glory of his majesty, the glory, the B-I-B-L-E, the glory. And because we have the King James Version and because the Gentiles and the Europeans have done what they have done, that's no excuse to I and I of namesake. Study to shew I and I selves approved. So the Ark of the Covenant cannot be taken, but according to the history of the Ark of the Covenant was taken. In 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 17, it says, and the messenger answered and said, Yisrael, Israel is fled before the Philistines, before the Philistines. Israel is fled before the Philistines, and there hath been also a great slaughter among the people, and thy two sons also. So here speaking to Eli, you have Eli, he was a priest of that particular, you know, that particular time. So this messenger, right, a man said to Eli, I am he that came out of the army, and I fled today out of the army. And he, Eli, said, what is there done? What is there done, my son? And the messenger answered, the messenger, the Malaak in the sense of like angel or messenger, getting to the root, taking all the spooky, you know, counterfeit Christianity ideas of angel. But the messenger answered and said, Yisrael has fled before the Philistines, and they have been also a great slaughter among the people, and thy two sons, the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, are dead, and the ark, the Aaron, Ha-Elohim of the Elohim, the ark of the power, the ark of God, is taken. There's a history of the ark right here. So when we chant and we teach the youths, you know, beautiful chant, we still love the chant, but the chant needs to be updated according to the glory of his majesty, right? The real history of the ark. The ark was taken, and it came to pass when he made mention of the Aaron, Ha-Elohim, the ark of the power, the ark of Elohim, that he, speaking of Eli, the priest at that particular time, this is during the time of Shemuel, of Samuel, and he, Eli, fell from off the seat backward by the side of the gate, and his neck brake, and he died. For he was an old man and heavy, and he had judged Israel 40 years. Now, here's what's very interesting, just the connection of names. Here we're in the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's known as Shemot. Shemot means names in the Hebrew. In Amharic, we would say Simoch. Simoch. So different dialects, you have Simoch, Hebrew, Shemot. Right? So here, reading forward here, just the fulfillment. Couple more verses here, 1 Samuel chapter 4, very important. History of the Ark, share this. I and I brothers, the Rastafari, Ethiopian Hebrews, especially with I and I people at home and abroad. Share this right here because ain't nothing new under the sun. Check verse 19, it says, and his daughter-in-law, Eli's daughter-in-law, Phinehas's wife. Now, this Phinehas is not the same Phinehas in the wilderness, right? Similar name, but a different Phinehas. Just to check that. So now we're in the period of Samuel, right? The period of time of Samuel, right? And his daughter-in-law, the daughter-in-law of Eli, the priest of the time, right? Phinehas's wife was with child, near to be delivered. And when she heard the tidings, the news, that the ark of God, the ark of Ha'elohim, of Ha'elohim was taken. So the ark of the covenant cannot be taken because it belongs to the King of Kings. The ark of the covenant then belonged to the King of Kings too. Just because it came to Ethiopia didn't mean it stopped belonging to the King of Kings. Yahweh, Yahweh, Jehovah. And that her father-in-law and her husband were dead. She bowed herself and travailed and went through the labor pains. For her pains came up on her. Her pains came up on her. Right, what was that tune right there? The one, yeah. So here for Phinehas' wife, right? Boom. So, and his daughter-in-law, Phinehas' wife, Eli's daughter-in-law, Phinehas' wife, was with child near to be delivered. And when she heard the tidings that the ark of Elohim was taken, so the ark of Elohim was taken. Is there a possibility, a probability, according to the teaching of his majesty, the ark can be taken? Yes. A lot of the ones want to kind of give you, you know, we come out of one, you know, a counterfeit Christianity, right, and to the true spirituality. Let's not give our people any spookism, any fakery, right, when we can see clearly the teaching of his majesty. For my part, I glory in the Bible. So it's clear that the ark of Elohim can and was taken, and that her father-in-law and her husband were dead. She bowed herself and travailed for her pains. Her pains came up on her. Verse 20, 1 Samuel chapter 4, 420. The 420 right here. More than marijuana, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Woman older head hand cry. Cause her son had been shot down in the street and died.
Here we're in 1 Samuel chapter 4. 1 Samuel chapter 4 that begins off, and the word of Shemuel, Samuel came to all to call Israel. Now Israel went out against the Philistines in battle and pitched beside Eben Ezer, and the Philistines pitched in Aphek. Right? Now at this particular time, this particular battle and everything. In the fifth verse, it says, and when the ark of the covenant of Jehovah came into the camp, all Israel shouted with a great shout so that the earth rang. The earth rang again. So big teams are gone right here. They brought out the ark because they're about to fight the Philistines. So they brought the ark, right? The children of Israel.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
And likewise, if one is like the other, then the other is like the one, right? And when the Philistines heard the noise of the shout, Jah! Can you imagine them shouting? You've seen the ark come forward, right? The likeness is what we get to see even with the Israelites of Ethiopia and in Ethiopia, right? But here in verse 6 it says, and when the Philistines heard the noise of the shout, they said, what meaneth the noise of this great shout in the camp of the Hebrews? Now here's a note, right? The Hebrews doesn't refer to their ethnicity or their race, truly. Right? I know some are going to dispute this, but hopefully we can have a sit down and a reason and look at the scripts, right? And look at what Jah scripts writ, right? But the other people refer to the B'nai Yisrael, the Hebrews, right? They refer to us by our spirituality. The Hebrews has to do with the spirituality crossing over, right? From the low degrees, right? Of the fallen nature to the high degrees of his divine majesty. So the Philistines, they said, what meaneth? You know, what is this noise, right? This great shout in the camp of the Hebrews. And they understood, the Philistines, they understood that the ark of Yahweh, of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, was come into the camp. Now, verse 7 says what? And the Philistines were afraid, for they said, Hailahim, the power is come into the camp. And they say, whoa, yo, why? Oy vey, oy nay, woe is I and I, for there hath not been such a thing hitherto. In verse 8, what does the Philistine say? This is part of the history of the ark. Check. Woe to us. Woe to I and I. Who shall deliver us out of the hand of these mighty gods, these mighty Elohim? See, when the Hebrews, right, true Hebrews, we receive the name Elohim, Hailahim, in relation to Yahweh, Jehovah. We see in the singularity, the powers is one, right? When they say Elohim, the other nations, it refers to various gods, right? So we have the Tawahido of the Hebrews, right? And one could say like the polytheism, so to speak, of the other nations, right? Woe to us, the Philistines said, who shall deliver us out of the hand of these mighty gods, Elohim? These are the gods, the Elohim. So here, check this right here. This is very important because a lot of people look at Elohim. They might say they're Hebrews, they're Israelites, but they look at Elohim in a strange way. They look at Elohim from a foreign mind. In the foreign mind of the Philistines, when they say Elohim, and they looked at the Elohim of Yisrael, they look at the Elohim, right, as many gods. But when the Hebrews said Elohim, referring to Jehovah, Yahweh, hey, they look at Elohim in a singularity. This is going to be brought out in the linguistics and the language. So when the Hebrews say Elohim in reference to Jehovah, the verb is always or mostly singular, right? When the other people said Elohim, the very same word. So we'll say like Elohim, he, and the other people will say Elohim they. Check, check. So they say, these are the Elohim, the gods that smote the Egyptians, the Mitzrayim, the Kemsters, right, with all the plagues in the wilderness, right? So that went through. There's some more details, but here we are scrolling forward to now after we know that the ark was taken, right? The ark was taken, verse 17, right, brings that out. The ark was taken. Right. And then in verse 19, when Eli's daughter-in-law found out she was with Eli's son's a child. Right. And because when she heard the tidings that the ark of Elohim was taken and that her father-in-law and her husband were dead, she bowed herself travail, for her pains came upon her. Verse 20. So the 420 right here. And about the time of her death, the woman that stood by her said to her, Al-Tiri, Al-Tiri, Al-Tisri, right? Don't fear, for thou hast born a son. But she answered not, neither did she regard it. Now, verse 21 and verse 22 are very, very important verses right here. In verse 21, right? This is about the history of the Ark. Love the tune, Ras Ivai. Yes, I. The history of the Ark. If you don't know the history of the Ark, but we're gonna upscale, upgrade it, right? According to the teaching of His Majesty. If you don't know the biblical history, because Majesty, for my part, I glory in the Bible. And His Majesty is the Rastafari of the Rastafarians. Right? He is the Rastafari. The Rastafari Kedemawi Haile Selassie. So it's according to the teaching of His Majesty. Because if not, then you're skylarking, saying that, well, the Ark cannot be taken because it belongs to the King of Kings. Well, the Ark then in Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 4, belonged to the King of Kings then. The King of Kings is the one who told Moshe, right, directed Moshe through the angel to do what the children of Israel did. Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me? Don't you see the connection right there?
Yes? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, O children of Israel.
So here in 1 Samuel 4, here at the 21st verse, it says, and she named the child. Now here in the English, it has I Chabod. It's not I Chabod, as the Gentile languages is confusing, right? It's Ikabod, Ikabod, Kabod. You remember the word Kabod? Right? We say Melech HaKabod. In Psalm 24, the King of Glory, the Melech HaKabod. So the word Kabod in the Hebrew is equivalent, right, to the Kevr, like the Kevra. We say the Kevra Neges, the glory of the kings, the Kevr, right? Yeah, Kevr Negus. In the Amharic, in the King of Kings Bible, the Authorized Revised Amharic Bible of Kedemawi Haile Selassie, the Book of the Seven Seals, we have Kevr Negus. Yeah, kuv. In the Hebrew, we say Melech HaKabod. So here, Phineas's wife, Phineas the son, one of the two sons of Eli, right, the priest, right, during the time of Samuel, when Samuel was coming up. I remember Samuel is Hannah's son, right? But here, in verse 21, she named the child Ikabod, not Ikabod. Not Ichabod, but Ikabod. The CH in the Hebrew, right, well, for name is always like a k, right, a k sound, like the sound that a child makes Ikabod. So we have Kabod, which means glory, and in the Hebrew, the E as a kind of a preposition would be a negation. So in this sense, it would be like a negation, right? We see it as Ikabod, but really it's Ikabod, right? It's saying no Kabod. Right? No Kabod. You remember Moshe's mama? Remember Moses' mother? Right? Jochebed. Or in English, it looks like Jochabad, but properly, Jochebed. Her name means Jah's glory. Moses' mother's name means Jah's glory. But here, Eli's daughter-in-law, when she gave birth to Eli's son's child, she named the child Ikabod, no glory. And here's the key. What did she say? Saying, the glory, the Kabod is departed. The Kabod is departed from Yisrael.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
The Kub is departed from Ethiopia. The glory is departed from Israel because the Ark of Hailahim, the Ark of the Power, was taken. So here in this chapter, we have three places where it says the Ark. So how can we chance that the Ark of the Covenant cannot be taken because it belongs to the King of Kings? As though because the Ark came from Jerusalem to Ethiopia, it somehow then became the property of it was always the property of the King of Kings. Let's just get some facts, right? Some facts there, right? The glory is departed from Israel because the Ark of Elohim was taken. And because of her father-in-law and her husband. And verse 22, interesting here, we have in this chapter, 1 Samuel chapter 4, 22 verses. Why is it significant? Because the Hebrew Aleph Beit, the alphabet, the Putu, the 22. And here we're in 2022. Perhaps this year is also significant. Dean, but she said, 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 22, she said, The glory is departed from Israel, from Yisrael, for the ark of Elohim is taken. So here, the history, the true history of the ark. If you not know the history of the ark, the biblical history that agrees with the glory, check that right there. It's not just for my part. I glory. Kabod, kavod. I glory in the Bible. So chanting and saying the Ark of the Covenant cannot be taken, but yet it can be taken. And you want to say, well, it's not about the Bible. It's about I. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Come on, brethren. I know open rebuke is better than secret love, but stop skylarking.
Skylarking, before they stand up first.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore hear the word of the Lord, 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 hear the word of the Lord.
The third day, the third day, and the third day of the Shavuah. Yes, that word right there from Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 28, verses 9 to verse 14, concerning teaching knowledge, the real knowledge, right? Teaching knowledge, the gnosis, the da'at, the precepts. The precepts right there. Yes, I. So calling, encouraging the brothers and sisters to, you know, check this out. So this is the brethren them, you know what I mean? We're not begging for a listener. We're not, when you say calling, this is for the eye. I and I already know these things. You know, some of the item, other item, already know that, but it's for I and I as Rastafari for the namesake, to fulfill the purpose so set for I and I. So here at the third day of the Shavua, right here, the third day of the seven, the T to T, the Testify Tuesday on the Rastafari podcast, going to share the first 2 to 3 aliyot here for this 20th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. Here we're at Tetzaweh command, and thou shalt command here in the glory of his divine majesty. Here at the third day, we're going to go over the first and second day, beginning with Sunday, just to check certain things because the Antichrist seek to change laws and time so that we have a good idea of what true biblical time is. And Ethiopia, at least with its calculation of time, right, keeps that good, you know, that good biblical time, right, keeping good biblical time. So right here, let's ride up without further ado for this sabbatical study here. For this Shabbat Strong, yes, I, Rastafari. This is the drill.
Sabbatical study. This, I and I, Rastafari, sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong.
Shabbat Strong.
Shabbat Strong.
Shabbat Strong.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, Gevil Yisrael, 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 Yisrael. Here for the Rishon Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Tetzaweh, Sabbath thou, the I, male, shall command. For Shabbat Tetzaweh, here for the Rishon, the first Aliyah. Here, picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called Exodus chapter 27. Here, at verse 20, for this 20th Rastafari sabbatical study, and here for this Shabbat Strong, here for the Rishon Aliyah, here for the first of offering up, here for the Rishon Aliyah, here for the first reading, for this Shabbat Tetzaweh, Sabbath thou, male, shalt command. The tabernacle, Hamishkan. Here, the 17th item, the oil for the light, the oil for the illumination. V'shem ha'av v'habein v'ruach ha'kadosh Yahweh echad. In name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he who be, the one. The one. Wa'ata tetzaweh et b'nei Yisrael v'yikuhu elika shemen zayita zaka tatita la ma'or.
Leha Elot Ner Tamid. And thou, the I shall command the children of Israel, that they bring thee pure oil olive beaten for the light, to cause the lamp to burn always. And thou, the I, male, shall command, the sons, the children of Israel, that they bring to the eye pure olive oil beaten for the light. Shemen zayit zak katit la maor le ha elot ner tamid, to cause a lamp, a ner le ha elot, to ascend, to burn, to ascend tamid, continually, itinually. Wata tetsawe et bnei Yisrael we yikohu eleika shemen zayit zak katit lamaor liha elot ner tamid. In the tabernacle of the congregation without the veil, that before the testimony, Aaron and his sons shall order it from evening to morning before Jehovah, a statute forever to their generations on the behalf of the Bnei Yisrael, on the behalf of the children of Yisrael. Bit ohela moeda mi chut mi chut mi la paroketa shara al ha edut ya eroka oto aheronu banayu me ereva adaboker lifnei Yehovah hukata olam le dorotama meita bnei Yisrael. Yisrael. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus, Exodus chapter 28. The priesthood, the kohuna, the priesthood. First item, the high priest, the Kohen Gadol, and the Kohanim, HaKohanim, and the priests. Types of Moshiach, types of Christos, types of Christ, and the Mitmanan, the Amanyoch, and the Believers of the church age. And take thou to thee Aaron, thy brother, and his sons with him from among the children, the sons of Israel, that he may minister to me in the priest's office, even. Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Itamar. Itamar, bnei Aharon. And thou shalt make holy garments for Aaron, thy brother, for glory and for beauty. And thou and I shall speak to all that are wise hearted, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron's garments to consecrate him, that he may minister to me, to I in the priest's office. Illa kola hakame lev ashera mia letioa ruach hakma we asueta vigdeya herona le kadsho le kahinoli. And thou the I shall speak we ata tidaber. And thou the I shall speak wata tidaver il kola hakme lev, to all that are wise hearted, il kola hakme lev, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, asher miletio ruach hakma that they make Aaron's garments to sanctify him, to set him apart. That he may minister to me, to I, in the priest's office. The kahuna, the priesthood. Second item, the garments of the Kohen Gadol, of the high priest. Verse 4. And these are the garments that thou shalt make, a breastplate, and an ephod, and a robe, and a broidered coat, a mitre, and a girdle. And they shall make holy garments for Aaron thy brother and his sons, that he may minister to me, to I, in the priest's office. Begadim asher ya'issu choshen ve'efod u'ma'ila u'aketonet tashavet mitzanefet ve'avnet ve'asu bigdeya kodesh le'ahron achika u'labanayo le'kahino li. And these are the garments. Wele habigadim, wele habigadim, and these are the garments asher ya'issu, and these are the garments that they shall make. Wele habigadim asher ya'issu, choshen, the choshen, a breastplate, with a ephod, and a ephod, an ephod, an ephod, u me'il, u'me'il, and a robe, u'aketonet, and a tunic, u'aketonet tashabet, and a tunic of checker work, mitznefet, a mitre, u'avnet, and a girdle, u'asua bigdeya kodesh, and they shall make holy garments for Aaron thy brother. We also vigdei kodesh le'aharon achika ulevanayo le'kahino li, that they make holy garments, set apart garments for Aaron thy brother. Le'aharon achika, achika, thy brother. Ulevanayo, and his sons, that he may minister to me, to I, in the priest's office. Lekahino li. The materials. Verse 5. And they shall take gold and blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen. Wehema yikohu et ha zahab. Ueta ha tikaleta, ueta ha argamana, ueta tolaata ha shani, ueta ha sheish. The ephod, ha ephod, the ephod, verse 6. And they shall make the ephod of gold, blue, and purple, scarlet, and fine twine linen with cunning work. It shall have the two shoulder pieces thereof joined at the two edges thereof, and it shall be joined together. And the curious girdle of the ephod that upon it shall be of the same, according to the work thereof, even of gold, of blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twine linen. And thou shalt take two onyx stones, and grave on them the names of the Bnei Yisrael, and grave on them the Shemota Bnei Yisrael, six of their names on one stone, and the other six names of the rest on the other stone, according to their birth, with the work of an engraver in stone, like the engravings of a signet. Shall thou engrave the two stones with the Shemot, with the names of the Bnei Yisrael? Thou shalt make them to be set in ochis of gold, and thou shalt put the two stones upon the shoulders of the ephod, for stones of memorial to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons and children of Yisrael, and Aharon and Aaron shall bear their names, Lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, upon his two shoulders for a memorial. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, for the Sheni Aliyah. Here for the second Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Tetzaweh, Sabbath, thou, male, shall command. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus chapter 28, here at verse 13, Chabarim, verse 13, for the Sheni Aliyah. We asita, Misha Be'ot, Zahav, and thou, the eye, shall make oches of gold. We asita, Misha Be'ot, Zahav, and thou shall make settings of gold. We asita, Misha Be'ot, Zahav, and two chains of pure gold at the ends of wreathen work shall thou make them, and fasten the wreathen chains to the oches. We asita mi shibota zahab ua shiteya shara sharota zahabat ahora miya ge balota ta isse otama ma isseya evot we natataha hata shara sharota ha evotota alaha mishabot. And two chains of pure gold of plaited thread shalt thou make them of wreathen work, and thou shalt put the wreathen chains on the settings. Ha Hoshen, the breastplate, verse 15. And thou shalt make the breastplate of judgment with cunning work, after the work of the ephod, thou shalt make it of gold, blue and purple and of scarlet and of fine twine linen shalt thou make it. We asita choshena mishpot ma'iseya choshev ke ma'iseya efod ta esenu zahaba tikeleta we argamana we tolaata shani we sheisha mashazara ta ise oto. Four square it shall be, being doubled. Ravua yihye ka ful zereta arko with the reta rachbo. Four square it shall be doubled, a span shall be the length thereof, and a span shall be the breadth thereof, and thou shalt set in its settings of stone, even four rows of stone. The first row shall be a sardis, a topaz, and a carbuncle. This shall be the first row. And the second row shall be an emerald, a sapphire, and a diamond. And the third row, a lingering, an agate, and an amethyst. And the fourth row, a beryl, and an onyx, and a jasper. They shall be set in gold in their enclosings. And the stones shall be with the names, the Shemot of the Bnei Yisrael, of the sons of Yisrael, 12, according to their names. Like the engravings of a signet, everyone with his name shall they be according to the 12 tribes. And thou shalt make upon the breastplate HaHoshen chains at the ends, wreathen work of pure gold. And thou shalt make upon the breastplate HaHoshen two rings of gold, and shall put the two rings on the two ends of HaHoshen of the breastplate. And thou shalt put the two wreathen chains of gold in the two rings, which are on the ends of HaHoshen, the breastplate, and the other two ends of the two wreathen chains thou shalt fasten in the two oches, the two settings, and put them on the shoulder pieces of HaEphod, the ephod, before it. And thou shalt make two rings of gold, and thou shalt put them upon the two ends of HaHoshen, the breastplate, in the border thereof, which is in the side of HaEphod, the ephod inward. And two other rings of gold thou shalt make, and shall put them on the two sides of HaEphod, the ephod underneath, towards the fore part thereof, over against the other coupling thereof, above the curious girdle of HaEphod, the ephod. And they shall bind HaHoshem, the breastplate, by the rings thereof, to the rings of HaEphod, with a lace of blue, that may be above the curious girdle of HaEphod, and that HaHoshem be not loose from HaEphod. And Ahiram shall bear the names, the Shemot, of the Bnei Yisrael, of the sons, the children of Yisrael, in HaHoshen, in the Hoshen HaMishpot, the breastplate of judgment, upon his heart, when he goeth in to the holy place, for a memorial. Lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, continually, itinually. With Nasa Heron Eta Shemota Bnei Yisrael Be Hoshen HaMishpot Ala Libo Be Oela HaKodesh Le Zikaron Lifnei Yehovah Tamid. The Urim and Tumim, the Urim and Tumim, verse 30. And thou shalt put in the breastplate of judgment the Urim and the Thummim, and they shall be upon Aaron's heart, when he goeth in lifnei Yehovah, before Jehovah, and Aaron shall bear the judgment of the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, upon his heart, lifnei Yehovah, before Jehovah, continually. We nasaron eta mishpat abnei Yisrael al libo lifnei Yehovah
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of
Israel? Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, Gevir Yisrael. Hear for the Shalishi. Shalishi, here for the third Aliyah, the third reading, the third Aliyah, the third up offering up here for this Shabbat. Shabbat Tetzaweh. Sabbath thou shalt command. Sabbath Tetzaweh. Here picking out with the second book of Moshe, Hebrew book that is called Exodus, Exodus chapter 28. Here at verse 31 for the Shalishi Aliyah, for the third reading, third up offering here for this Shabbat Tetzaweh. Sabbath thou, male, shalt command. The robe of the ephod. Hear from the Sefer Shemot. We asita eta ma'ila ha ephod k'lila tikelet. And thou shalt make the robe of the ephod all blue. We asita eta ma'ila ha ephod k'lila tikelet. And thou shalt make the robe. And thou shalt make the ma'il, Ve'asita et ha'ma'il, thou shalt make the robe, ha'ephod, of the ephod, kalil tikelet, of blue. And there shall be a hole in the top of it, in the midst thereof. It shall have a binding of woven work round about the whole of it, as it were the whole of a habergoin, that it be not rent. Wihaya fiya rosho bil toko safa yihye le fioa saviva maise o rega kfiya tachra yihye loa yikara'a. And it shall have a hole for the head in the midst thereof. Wihaya fiya rosho bitoko safa. It shall have a binding of woven work round about the whole of it. Yehiye safa yehiye litfiyo saviv. Ma isse yorega kfiya tachra. Yihye loa yikara, as it were the whole of a coat of mail, that it be not rent, that it be not ripped. And beneath, upon the hem of it, thou shalt make pomegranates of blue and of purple and of scarlet round about the hem thereof, and bells of gold between them round about, a golden bell and a pomegranate. A golden bell and a pomegranate upon the hem of the robe round about. And it shall be upon Aharon, upon Aaron to minister. And his sound shall be heard when he goeth in to the holy before Yahuwah, before Jehovah. And when he cometh out, that he die not. Wahaya Allah Aharon Lisharet. With Nishama'ak Olo Abiho Ilaha Kodesh Lifne Yehovah Uwa Viz Etoa With Lo Yamut. And it shall be upon Aharon, upon Aaron to minister. Wehaya Al Aharon Li Sharet. And it shall be upon Aaron Li Sharet to minister. Wehaya Al Aharon Li Sharet. And the sound thereof shall be heard. When he goeth in. When he goeth into HaKodesh, into the holy. Before Jehovah, and when he cometh out, uvetzeto, and when he cometh out, uvetzeto, with lo yamut, that he die not. The holy crown, the isle, the set apart crown, the holy crown. Compare Exodus chapter 29, verse 6. The holy crown here. Hear, Shema'ah, Exodus 28, verse 36. And thou, the eye, shall make a plate of pure gold and grave upon it, right? The engravings of a signet, holiness to Jehovah. With Osita, Sis, Zahab, Tahor, Uafia Tachita, Alayo. Pia tucheya chotam kodesh la Yahuwah, and thou shalt make a plate of pure gold. We asita tzitza zahav tahor, and grave upon it, and engrave upon it. Ua pia tachita alayo, like the engravings of a signet. Pia tuche chotam, holiness la Yahuwah, holiness, islandness to Jehovah, kodesh la Yahuwah, Kodesh Layahowa, and thou shalt put it on a blue lace, that it may be upon the mitre. And thou shalt put it on a blue lace, that it may be upon the mitre, upon the forefront of the mitre it shall be. And it shall be upon Aaron's forehead. And Aaron, that Aaron may bear, that Aaron may bear the iniquity of the holy things. The Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael shall hollow in all their holy set apart gifts. And it shall be always upon his forehead, that they may be accepted, lifnei hoa, before Jehovah. Wehaya Allah meyatzach Aharon, v'nasa Aharon et Aharon ha-kodashim asher yakadishu bnei Yisrael kol matnot kadeshehem v'haya Allah mitzocho tamid. Le ratzona lahem lifnei hoa, and it shall be upon Aaron's forehead. Wahaya al meitzach, wahaya al meitzach Aharon, and it shall be upon Aaron's meitzach, upon Aaron's forehead. Wahaya al meitzach Aharon, wahnasa Aharon et Aharon Ha Kodashim, and Aaron shall bear the oven, the iniquity committed in the holy things, in the holy things. Winasa Aharon eta on ha Kodashim asher yakadishu bnei Yisrael. And Aaron shall bear the iniquity committed in the holy things, that the Bnei Yisrael, that the children of Israel shall hallow, shall set apart, shall make holy. Winasa Aharon et Aaron, winasa Aharon et Aaron ha-kodashim asher yakadishu Bnei Yisrael lekol matnot kadishehem, even in all their holy, their set apart gifts. Lekola matnota kadeshehem. Wehaya Allah mitzocho tamid. And it shall be always upon his forehead. Wehaya Allah mitzocho tamid. Le ratzona lahem lifnei Yehovah, that they may be accepted. Le ratzon lahem, that accepted for them, that they may be accepted, lifnei Yehovah, before Jehovah. The ordinary garments of the Kohen Gadol and Kohanim, the ordinary garments of the high priest and the priest, over which the garments for glory and beauty were put on. Verse 39. And thou shalt embroider the coat of fine linen, and thou shalt make the mitre, the turban of fine linen, and thou shalt make the girdle of needlework. And for Aharon's sons, for Aaron's sons, thou shalt make coats, and thou shalt make for them girdles, and bonnets shalt thou make for them, for glory and for beauty. Le'kavod ulatifaret, for glory, lekavod, ulatifaret, and for tifaret, and for beauty. And thou shalt put them upon Aharon, upon Aaron thy brother, and his sons with him, and shalt anoint them, and consecrate them, and fill their hands, and sanctify them, and set them apart, that they may minister to me, to I, in the priest's office. With Hila Bashita Otama et Aharon Achika, we et Banayo Waito, Ua Mashachita Otam, Ua Mia Leta et Yadam, where kedashita otam, where kahenu li, and thou shalt put them upon Aaron thy brother, shall dress them where Hila Bashta Otam shall dress them et Aherona Chika, and thou shalt put them, dress them upon Aaron thy brother. Where Hila Bashta Otam et Aherona Chika, where et Banayo Waito, and upon his sons, Banayo Ito, with him. O mashachta otam, and thou shalt anoint them, Messiah them. O mashachta otam, o mileta eta yadam, and consecrate them and fill their hands. O mileta et yadam, and filling the hands, their hands. O mileta, and filling et yadam, and filling their hands, or consecrate them. Wik idashta otam, and sanctify them, and setting them apart, and ilifying them, wikidashta otam, wikihinu li, that they may minister to me, to I, in the priest's office, wikihinu li, and thou shalt make them linen breeches to cover their nakedness, their nakedness, from the loins even to the thighs they shall reach. And they shall be upon Aaron and upon Benaiah, his sons, when they come in to the tabernacle of the congregation, the aggregation, or when they come near to the altar to minister in the holy place, that they bear not iniquity and die. It shall be a statute forever to him and his seed after him. Wehayu Allah Hirona wa Allah Banayo wa Bi Boama illa ohella moed o the Gishatama illaha Mizdeyach Li Shareta ba Kodesh with loa yisua avon wa metu hukato olam lau ule zaro achrayo, and they shall be upon Aaron wehayu al Aharon, and upon his sons wa al banayu, when they go Bi voam ma'el ohel moed, when they go into the tent of meeting to the ohel moed, or the gishta ma'el hamizdeach, or when they come near to the altar, or the gishta ma'el hamizdeach lishareita b'kodesh, or when they come near to the mizbeach Lishareta, to minister Bakodesh in the holy place. Willo Yisu Aon, that they bear not iniquity. Willo Yisu Avon, that they bear not Avon, Aon, that they bear not Aon, iniquity. Willo Yisu Aon, wa metu, and die. Wa metu, and die. Chukato Olam, it shall be a statute, chukat, for Iva to him, chukata olam lau, and to his seed, ula zaro achrayo, and to his seed after him. Wahayu Allah Hirona Valla Banayowa Bevoama illa ohella moed, or Vigishtama illa Hamzeyacha Lishareta Vakodesh. Willo Yisu Arona Vanetu Chukato Lama Lawu Ula Zaro Achrayo
Achrayo Achrayo Achrayo Achrayo Achrayo.
Yes. Exodus chapter 28, verses 31. To verse 43, when those details there concerning Aharon, concerning Aaron, concerning his sons, concerning the preparation for Aaron. And Aaron, why is it so significant right here? Because of the Brit Chadash, the renewed covenant, seeing that Aaron, the pattern, the Messiah, Yeshua, according to the pattern, I and the high priest, according to that pattern of Aharon. So we ask the question of who was the first Christ? Who were the Christians in the camp of Yisrael? right? It sounds like people say, what do you mean a Christian? Well, Christian means anointed. Anointed. In other words, you have it in the New Testament Bible. We have found the Messiah, the Moshiach, which is being interpreted, Christos, in another language. Like I'm speaking some Hebrew, going to the Hebrew, stammering with lips and tongue right there's ear, and then giving the interpretation in a form that hopefully the listener can get the basic idea right there. So who was the first Christ in the Bible? According to the scripture, Aaron is the first Moshiach, Aaron and his sons. This is why the likeness in the new covenant, right, for the Nazarenes and true called, chosen and faithful, right, in that name, the authority of Yeshua, Hanotri, are priests. We have Peter, Petro, Kepha speaking on it. We have the epistle to the Hebrews. So the better understand and overstand the application. So you hear ones and ones. Many of the Rastas, I and I brothers and sisters, but mainly the brothers and the Rasta curious and others saying many things about Melchizedek making up stuff. But that's not according to the glory of his majesty. For my part, I glory in the Bible. You can't get around it. Rastafari come from Ethiopia. The light shine from the east to the west. Yes, I. Jah bless.
Sabbatical study. This I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat.
Yes, I. Rastafari. So call in. Yes, I. We have Psalm 132 here. We're going to ride up with that, but a little segue. The third reading. Just went to the third reading for the third day in Aliyah. Right, reading an Aliyah, you know, a section of Torah, especially according to the mana for the Shavuah right here. Very significant Aliyah right there. So to break down the words right there, the Mashaha is the verb to anoint, right, to anoint. Right, so people try to spook it out, saying Christ, Christos, and try to, like, you know, make up stuff. But basically it means the anointed, the Messiah. So the first Christ or the first Messiah, and the first Christians, first Christ and Christians in the camp, in the church, as Stephen says, in the church in the wilderness, in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7, yes? And then we get the Ethiopian official in chapter 8. Then we get the conversion of Paul in chapter 9. How interesting the order, after the order of Melchizedek. So here the Messiah,
I shall never pray.
Them must be things that them can't stop me from sing.
Cause I saw the light, no more in darkness. Plus they put me in the light, yeah.
One man me fear, I did Messiah. Me a boy believe in a prayer. Me step on the battlefield without no steel. All when set a fire, all when me numb, no food, no water. The love me never yet scatter. Me a thought is real, the pain me a feel. Them a kill with some vendetta. Tell dirty mind, bad mind fi fence with. Them coulda never live fi bench with. Cause to Jah give the praise fi essence of the so. We basket no empty. Enough time, them try fi tempt me. Must it through me a lead by far and them see. Them team up and a sign and a tie stop me time from. Me make me empty. But a one man, me fear of the father. Me a boy believe in a prayer. Me step on the battlefield without no steel. All when set a fire. All when me numb, no food, no water. The love me never yet shatter. Me a thought is for real. The pain me a feel, them a kill with some vendetta.
Say what you want, say what you feel. Me no best friends, so we coulda never deal. Real, find me, try stop the meal. Seem like you a send me to the battlefield. Press what you want, press, and you a steal. Run what you want, run, and you a wheel. Then straight up, then I coulda what you feel. Man a soldier, so me coulda never kneel.
One man me fear, I did Messiah. Me a boy believe in a prayer. Me step on the battlefield without no steel. All when set a fire. All when me numb, no food, no water. The love me never yet shatter. Me a thought is for real, the pain me a feel. Them a kill with some vendetta.
Tell dirty mind, bad mind fi fence with. Them coulda never live fi bench with. Cause to Jah give the praise, the essence of the so. We basket no empty. Enough time, them try fi tempt me. Must it through me a lead by far and them see. Them team up and a sign and a tie stop me time from. Me make me empty. But a one man, me fear of the father.
Me a boy believe in a prayer.
Me step on the battlefield without no seal. All when set a fire, all when me no have no food, no water. The love me never yet shatter. Me a talk is for real, the pain me a feel. Them a kill with some vendetta. One man me fear, a the Messiah. Me a boy believe in a prayer. Me step on the battlefield without no seal. All when set a fire, all when me no have no food, no water. The love me never yet shatter. Me a talk is for real, the pain me a feel. Them a kill with some vendetta.
Many are calling, no? Many are calling, few are choosing.
You know, there's a story about when Pharaoh heard that there was going to be a redeemer for the Israelites, he asked the one of the guys to come and draw. He said, I want to see what the redeemer is going to look like. And so everybody that came in and drew a picture, he had them killed. And then finally, after like five guys getting killed, the fifth guy's like, listen, you know, I see the same thing these guys see. He says, no, this picture that you're drawing, this person looks disgusting, looks ugly, looks dark. This can't be this great redeemer that you're talking about. But it was. The point is, Moses had to work on himself. Moses had the ability to be an animal. You know, the what do you say, the nadir of moral depravity. He had that ability to go to the lowest part that a human being can go to, because he also had the ability to go to the highest part. So a lot of people don't get that. A lot of people think being good is just like an automatic thing. Yeah, I'm a great person, so either you're great or you're not. No. A bad person can actually be a tzaddik. He just has to work on himself.
Another theme right here with the ark and the heart and the purification. Yes, sir.
Call in to hear the fuller full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the fuller full now. Call in.
Many are calling, no? Many are calling, few are choosing. Many are calling, few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing.
Today's daily psalm, we have
Psalm 132. Lord, remember David and all his afflictions, how he sware unto the Lord and vowed unto the mighty God of Jacob, surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house, nor go up into my bed. I will not give sleep to mine eyes or slumber to mine eyelids, until I find out a place for the Lord, an habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. Lo, we heard of it at Ephratah. We found it in the fields of the wood. We will go into his tabernacles. We will worship at his footstool. Arise, O Lord, into thy rest, thou and the ark of thy strength. Let thy priests be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy. For thy servant David's sake, turn not away the face of thine anointed. The Lord hath sworn in truth unto David, he will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. If thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon thy throne forevermore. For the Lord hath chosen Zion. He hath desired it for his habitation. This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell. for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. There will I make the horn of David to bud. I have ordained a lamp for mine anointed. His enemies will I clothe with shame, but upon himself shall his crown flourish, 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 crown flourish,
crown flourish, crown flourish, crown flourish, crown flourish, crown flourish, crown flourish, crown flourish, crown flourish, crown flourish, crown flourish, crown flourish, crown flourish, crown flourish, crown flourish, crown flourish, crown flourish, crown flourish, crown flourish, crown flourish, crown flourish, crown flourish, crown flourish, crown flourish, crown flourish, crown flourish, crown flourish, crown flourish, crown flourish, crown flourish, crown flourish, crown flourish, crown flourish, crown flourish, crown flourish, crown flourish, crown flourish, crown flourish, crown flourish, crown flourish, crown flourish, crown flourish, crown flourish, crown flourish, crown flourish. The theme of David setting a place, finding that place, and here in the Torah reading and feedings, making a sanctuary for he who be we be to dwell in the midst, the camp of Yisrael, the church, in the wilderness. And the pattern there, as it reflects the outer object lesson to the inner type, the ark, the heart, his testimony, in I and I heart, purify I and I and I and I. Rastafari. So here, we're going to ride up. We got the Royal Amharic coming forward right here, verse by verse of today's daily psalm. Very important, don't want to miss it as we compare and contrast the KJV side by side, the HSV, the Haile Selassie Bible, the King of Kings Bible.
What is true?
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Evermore. 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 Evermore.
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
We're here today's daily psalm here on a living rhythm right here, HSV.
Mazmur 131 Bakanif 132 Yemaareg mazmur አቤቱ ዳዊትን ገርነቱንም ሁሉ አስብ ለእግዚአብሔር እንደማለ ለያዕቆብም አምላክ እንደተሳለ በእውነት ወደ ቤቴ ድንኳን አልገባም ወደ ምንጣፌም አልጋ አልወጣም ላይኖችም መኝታ ለሽፋሽፍቶችም እንቅልፍ ለጉንጮችም ረፍትን አልሰጥም ለእግዚአብሔር ስፍራ ለያዕቆብም አምላክ ማደሪያ እስካገኝ ድረስ ብሎ እነሆ በኤፍራታ ሰማ ነው በዱር ውስጥም አገኘ ነው ወደ ማደሪያዎቹ እንገባለን እግሮቹ በሚቆሙበት ስፍራ እንሰግዳለን አቤቱ ወደ እረፍት ተነስ አንተና የመቅደስ ታቦት ካህናቶች ጽድቅን ይልበሱ ቅዱሳንህም ደስ ይበላቸው ስለ ዳዊት ስለ ባሪያህ የቀባኸውን ሰው ፊት አትመን እግዚአብሔር ለዳዊት በእውነት ማለ አይጸጸትም እንዲህ ብሎ በሆድህ ፍሬ በዙፋንህ ላይ አስቀምጣል ልጆችህ ኪዳኔን ይህንም የማስተምራቸውን ምስክሬን ቢጠብቁ ልጆቻቸውም ደግሞ በዙፋንህ ላይ ለዘላለም ይቀመጣል እግዚአብሔር ጽዮንን መርጧታልና
ማደሪያውም ከሆነው ዘንድ ወዷታልና እንዲህ ብሎ ይህች ለዘላለም ማረፊያዬ ናት መርጫታለሁና በዚች አድራለሁ አሮጊቶቿን እጅግ ባርካለሁ ድሆቿንም እንጀራ አጠግባለሁ ካህናቶቿንም ደህንነትን አለብሳቸዋለሁ ቅዱሳኖቿም እጅግ ደስ ይላቸው በዚያ ለዳዊት ቀንድን አበቅላለሁ ለቀባሁትም ሰው መብራትን አዘጋጃለሁ ጠላቶችንም እፍረት አለብሳቸዋለሁ በርሱ ግን ቅድስናዬ ያብባል
Psalm 132. Lord, remember David and all his affliction, how he sware unto the Lord and vowed unto the mighty God of Jacob, Surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house, nor go up into my bed. I will not give sleep to mine eyes or slumber to mine eyelids, until I find out a place for the Lord, an habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. Lo, we heard of it at Ephratah. We found it in the fields of the wood. We will go into his tabernacle. We will worship at his footstool. Arise, O Lord, into thy rest, thou and the ark of thy strength. Let thy priests be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy. For thy servant David's sake, turn not away the face of thine anointed. The Lord hath sworn in truth unto David, he will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. If thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon thy throne forevermore. For the Lord hath chosen Zion. He hath desired it for his habitation. This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. There will I make the horn of David to bud. I have ordained a lamp for mine anointing. His enemies will I clothe with shame, but upon himself shall his crown, blood 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 crown.
Last call. Yes, sir. What a beautiful Isaac Psalm here in the season, here in the tabernacle, the sanctuary. Selassie is the chapel. So right here once again.
Call in to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. To hear the full now. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. Salanta Tainais Aling Salamta Wandamoche Etoche Natoche Salamta Tainais Aling. Greetings, brothers and sisters and mothers. Today's daily psalm from the Mezmore Dawit is Psalm Meto Salasa Hulet. Meto Salasa Hulet. Psalm 132. Superscription has it as a Yem Arig Mezmor. It's a song of degrees, a song of going up, as we have the 15 steps, the 15 psalms that are chanted and recited along the pilgrim's road, the pilgrim's trotting to Yerushalayim, that road to Zion, that road to Jerusalem, especially for those three times in the year, the Shalosh Regalim. Chabarim. So we have this theme as Yekivra Baal Mezmor, a psalm, a chant, a vocal intonation of the glory of the feast, the glory of the festival, the Baal. Yekivra Baal Mezmor. And a point of reference is Dagmawi Zena Mewa'il,
Me'raf Sadist, Kutara Arba'an Iski Arba Hulet Deres. We have Second Chronicles, Dagmawi, Zaina Mewa'il, chapter 6, verses 41 to 42, as a scriptural, we can say biblical point of reference for today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm, a chant, an intonation of the glory of the feast, the glory of the festival, Yekubre Baal Mezmor. Esam'ab, Wawalid, Wamenfesik, Adus, Ahadu, Amlak. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the one source in Jamralen. We begin. Today's daily psalm. Ye Ma'arig Mezmor. Ye Ma'arig Mezmor. A song of ascents. A song of degrees. Kuteran, verse 1. Abetu. Dawitin agarnetu nim hulu asib. Lord, Abetu. I father, his father, O Ab. Father of the house, remember David, Dawitin, and all his afflictions, Garnetunim, Hulu Asib, and all his gentleness and all his humility as he afflicted his soul for his divine majesty. How he swore, Kuter Hulet, verse 2, Le Egaziavi Herindamale, Le Yaikobim Mamla Kendetasale, how he swore to Egaziavihar, to sustain of the good, the excellent Ab, Le Egaziavihar in the Male, and vowed to the mighty God of Jacob, Le Yaikobim Amlak in the Tesale, Kutar Sos, verse 3. Bauneta odebeted in Kwan al Gaba, odemintafim al Galweta. Surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house. Baunet. Be ilneta wodebete din kwan al gabam. Wodemint afim alga alwetam. Nor go up into my bed, my bread, the bed that is spread. Wodemintafe. Wodemint afim alga alwetam. Kutar arat. Verse 4. Le ayin nochem en yita, le shifa shiftochem en kalif, le gunotochem ereftin al setim. I will not give sleep to my eyes. Le ayin nochem en yita, le shifa shiftochem in kalif. No, slumber to mine eyelids. Interesting here. Le gunotochem ereftin al setim. Here, let's look at the Septuagint right here. Right, seeing the connection of the royal Amharic with the ancient Hebrew right here. It's interesting right here because here the gun choche, my cheeks, you know, not to give rest, you know, when you lay down in that sense you rest your cheeks. He says, Le gun choche, reftin al set kut amis, verse 5. Le ekaziavi her sifra, le yaikov amlak maderiais kagin deres below. Until I find a place for the Lord, for Egaziavihar, the sustainer of the good, the excellent Av, Le Egaziavihar Sifra, and habitation for the mighty God of Jacob, Le Yaikov Amlak Maderia Iskagen Deres below. He said, right, this is what Dawit said, this is the vow that he said, until I find a place for the sustainer, a habitation, a madaria, a place for he who be, we be to Madar to spend the night. Le Yaikob Amlak, the source of Jacob. Le Yaikob Amlak Madaria Iskagen, until I find Iskagen Teres below. Kutar Sidist, verse 6. Ineho, Befrata Semano, Bedur Wistim Agenyen. Lo, look, Ineho, here. Here it is. Be Ephrata Samano. We heard of it at Ephrata. Be Ephrata Samano. Bedur Wistim Agenyano. We found it in the fields of the wood. Bedur Wistim. And in the forest, the fields of the wood, the forest. Bedur Wistim Agenyano. Kutar Sabat, verse 7. Wode materia wochua in the gabalin. Igrochua bemiyakomu beta sifra in the segdalin. We, I and I, will go into his tabernacles. Wode materia wochu in the gabalin. We, I and I, will worship at his footstool. Igrochua bemiyakomu beta sifra in the segdalin. Kuter cement, verse 8. Avetu. Wode ereftihi tenes. Antena. Ye mekdesihi tabot. Arise. O Lord. Avetu. I, Father, his Father, O Father of the house. Wode ereftihi tenes. Arise, O Lord, into thy rest. Ereftihi tenes. Antena. Ye mekdesihi tabot. Ante. Ante the I, male and no other. Antena and Yemekdesih Tabot and the ark of thy strength. Here in the Royal Amharic it brings out Antena the I and Yemekdesih Tabot and the ark of the eyes, Mikdash of the eyes, sanctuary of the eyes, holy place. Antena Yemekdesih Tabot. Kuter Zetain. Verse 9. Kaina tochihi tzidkena yilbesu, kedusan nehem adesi belacho. Let, may thy priest, kaina tochihi tzidkena yilbesu, be clothed with tzidik, with righteousness, and make thy saints, kedusan nehem, shout for joy, desi belacho, be happy, be joyful, desi belacho. Kutelaser, verse 10. Sile Dawit, Sile Bariah, Yekabahowinna Sofit Atamelis. For thy servant Dawit's sake, turn not away the face, the presence, the perception of thine anointed, of thy Moshiach, thy anointed, thy Christ. Sile Dawit, Sile Bariah, Yekabahowin Sofit Atamelis. Kuta Asra And, verse 11. Egziavihar le Dawit beune tamale ayes asetimim hindih belo kohodih frey bezufanih lai askem talo. Egziavihar, the sustainer of the good, the excellent Abba Father, hath sworn in truth to Dawit. Egziavihar le Dawit beune tamale. He will not turn from it. He will not repent of it. Ayes asatimim, of the fruit of thy body. Hindih below, like this, saying like this, saying like this. Kahodih frey, of your belly, the fruit of your belly. Kahodih frey, bezufanih lie upon the eye, male throne. Askem talo, will I set upon thy throne. Kuter Asra Hulet, verse 12. Lejochihi kidanin, yinema yemasatem rachowina miskrena biyeteku. Lejochacho degmo, bezufanihi lai lezalemi kemetalu. If thy children, if thy sons, lejochihi kidanin, my covenant, yinem and this yemasatem rachowina miskrena biyeteku. If thy sons, if thy children, thy sons will keep my covenant, kidanin, and my testimony that I shall teach them. Yihnim, yamasatam racho winna miskreina biyatevku, lijochacho degmo, bezufanihi lailizalem yikemetalu. Their children, their sons shall also sit, be seated upon the eye throne, for I va bezufanihi lai lezelalem yikemet alu. Kuter Asara Sos, verse 13. Egziavi herzionin merto atalena, maderia wimatohonozena weddo atalena, indihibelo. For the sustainer, Egziavi, the good, the excellent Ab, hath chosen Sion. Sionin merto atalna. He hath desired it for his habitation. Maderiawuma tohono zena wedo atalna. He has chosen her. Zion, Sion, merto atalna. He has desired it, desired her for his habitation. Indeed, below.
like this, saying like this, the sustainer, saying this, Kutar Asara Arat, verse 14. Yehitz, Marafiyayinat, Merachataluna, Bezihitcha Dralo. This is my rest forever. Yehitz, Lizalem, Marafiyayinat. This is my rest, my refiyaye not for I, for Yehitch lezalal, my refiyaye not, meretataluna, bezehitchadralo, for I have desired her, meretataluna, bezehitchadralo, I here, in her, here, will I dwell, for I have desired her. Guta asara amist, verse 15. Arogi tochuana jigai barkalo. De hochuanim in gerat egbalo. I will abundantly bless her provision. Arogi tochuana ijigai barkalo. Here, interesting, arogi toch. The old ones, the ancient ones, her ancient ones. Ijigai barkalo. I will bless her ancient ones. De hochuanim in gerat egbalo. I will satisfy her poor, the poor, the hochuanim, injera, bread, injera, tegbal. I will satisfy, I will fill her poor with bread. Kut el asara sidist, verse 16. Kahinato chuanim, dechinetina lebasachualo, kdusano chuam. I will also clothe her kahina tochuanim and her priests dechinetin lebasachualo with dechinet with salvation dechinet of dena with the goodness that is the goodness of salvation dechinetin lebasachualo and her saints kedusanochuam shall shout aloud for joy. Ijig desilachual. Very much. They shall be very happy, very joyous. Ijig desilachual. Kuter asara sabat, verse 17. Bezia, le dawita kendina bekalalo. Le kebahutim maso mevratina zagajalo. Bezia. Will I make the horn of David, to bud, to shoot forth? Bezia le David, kendin abeklalo. I have ordained a lamp for mine anointed, for mine Moshiach, for my Christ. Le kebahutim maso mebratin azegajalo. Kuter asara cement, verse 18. Tela tochnim. Tela tochnim and his enemies. Tela tochnim, ifretin lebsachualo. Will I clothe with shame? Tela tochnim, ifretin lebsachualo. Be'er sugin, kidisinaye yababal. But upon himself shall his crown flourish. That's the KJV there. Bamarinya in the HSV. Hana Selassie version, this last phrase of the last verse, it says, Ba'arsu gin. In him, however, on the other hand, but in him, upon him, Kedisanaye, my islandness, my set apartness, my holiness, Ba'arsu gin, Kedisanaye, Yababal, Abebe, Aviv, Abebe. Abib, Yababal will flourish, will bud, will flourish, will grow, will flourish. Yababal, Talatochnim fretin lepsachualo, Arsugin kedisinaye. Yababal.
You'll find your redemption. I find your keyboard, the teachings of His Majesty. مزمور متو سلاسة أنت بك النف متو سلاسة هلت يما أرق مزمور عبيتو داوي تنقر النتنم هلو أصف لك زيافير اندمالة لهاكو بمعملاك اندتسالة بأونت وده بيتير انقوان القبام وده فمنت آفين مال قالو تام لاينو اتشم من يتا لشفاشفتو اتشم من كلف لقونتو اتشم رفتن على السطب لك زيافير سفرا لأكوب ماملاك ما درياس كاغن درس بلو انهو بإفراتا سمانو بدروست ما غنينو وده ما دريو چونگو اللن اگرو چوب ميكوم بسفران سگد اللن عبيتو وده ارفته تنس انتنا يمكدس تابوت كهناتو چيز ادكن يلبسو قدسانهم دس سيولاچ سلا داويت سلا باريح يك ابباهون سو فيت اتملس እግዚአብሔር ለዳዊት በእውነት ማለ አይጸጸትም እንዲህ ብሎ ከሆድህ ፍሬ በዙፋንህ ላይ አስቀምጣለሁ ልጆችህ ኪዳኔን ይህንም የማስተምራቸውን ምስክሬን ቢጠብቁ ልጆቻቸውም ደግሞ በዙፋንህ ላይ ለዘላለም ይቀመጣሉ እግዚአብሔር ጽዮንን መርጧታልና ማደሪያውም ተሆነው ዘንድ ወዷታልና እንዲህ ብሎ ይህች ለዘላለም ማረፊያዬ ናት መርጫታለሁና በዚህች አድራለሁ አሮጊቶቿን እጅግ ባርካለሁ ድሆቿንም እንጀራ ጠግባለሁ ካህናቶቿንም ደህንነትን አለብሳቸዋለሁ ቅዱሳኖቿም እጅግ ደስ ይላቸዋል በዚያ ለዳዊት ቀንድን አበቅላለሁ ለቀባሁትም ሰው መብራትን አዘጋጃለሁ ጠላቶችንም እፍረት አለብሳቸዋለሁ በርሱ ግን ቅድስናዬ ያብባል
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashwe, Ethiopia Menash, you know. But who want the next verse with Amaric.
Keep up the teachings of His Majesty, for we no one, no devil.
Lord, remember David and all his afflictions, how he sware unto the Lord and vowed unto the mighty God of Jacob, Surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house, nor go up into my bed. I will not give sleep to mine eyes or slumber to mine eyelids, until I find out a place for the Lord, an habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. Lo, we heard of it at Ephrata. We found it in the fields of the wood. We will go into his tabernacle. We will worship at his footstool. Arise, O Lord, into thy rest. Thou and the ark of thy strength. Let thy priests be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy. For thy servant David's sake, turn not away the face of thine anointed. The Lord hath sworn in truth unto David, he will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne, If thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon thy throne forevermore. For the Lord hath chosen Zion. He hath desired it for his habitation. This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. There will I make the horn of David to bud. I have ordained the lamp for mine anointed. His enemies will I clothe with shame, but upon himself shall his crown, blood 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 crown.
מזמור קוף למד בית ש
שיר המעלות. זכור אדוני לדוד את כל אומנותו, אשר נשבע לאדוני נדר לאביר יעקב. אם אבוא באוהל ביתי, אם אעלה על ערש יצועי, אם אתן שנת לעיני, לעף אפי תנומה. עד אמצע מקום לאדוני, משכנות לאביר יעקב. הנה שמענוה ואפרתה, נצנוה בשדה יער, נבואה למשכנותיו, נשתחווה לאדום רגליו. קומה אדוני למנוחתך, אתה וארון עוזיך. כהניך ילבשו צדק, וחסידיך ירננו. בעבור דוד עבדך, אל תשב בני משיחיך. נשבע אדוני לדוד, אמת לא ישוב ממנה, מפרי בטנך אשית לכיסא לה. אם ישמרו בניך בריתי ועדותי זו אלמדם, גם ביניהם עדי עד ישבו לכיסא לה. כי בחר אדוני בציון, יבח למושב לו, זאת מנוחתי עדי עד, בו אשב כי אבדתיה. צדה ברך אברך, אביוניה אשביע לחם, וכהניה אלביש ישע, וחסידיה רנן ירננו. שם אצליח קרן לדוד, ערכתי מר למשיחי, אויביו אלביש בושת, ועליו יציץ מזרו.
Yes, yes, yes. Here, here, here. Psalm 132. This psalm is seen David's vow to build a temple. David's vow to build a house, to build a temple. So the connection here with the Torah reading and feeding, also with the theme of building a sanctuary in the Torah reading and in the daily psalms, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, we find it particularly interesting right here, 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 the theme of David, the theme of the temple, the theme of the house for Jehovah.
Yes, the foundation is in the wall of mountain. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
I'm going to testify.
Going up, the Aliyah. So the theme of today's daily psalm is Jah's promise, his yea and his amen, his tesva, the hope, the expectation, hatikwa, the hope, the expectation will be fulfilled. Heights going up, the Aliyah. So the theme of today's daily psalm is Jah's promise, his yea and his amen, his tesva, the hope, the expectation, hatikwa, the hope, the expectation will be fulfilled. So here we have a pilgrim chant, a song of degrees, a song of ascents, and its form, it suggests that the psalm was sung, what they call antiphony, like a call and a response chant right here, 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 just like the Isis, Ayabingi Isis. Now, verses 8 to 10 of today's daily psalm, Psalm 132, they reappear substantially in 2 Chronicles chapter 6, round about verse 41. At the end of Shlomo's tefillah, of the Hanukkah, of Solomon's prayer, of the livication of what's called the dedication, the livication of the house. But doubtless, the chronicler in Chronicles, it's a later telling of the history, bringing forward the history that we find in Kings, but it's after the Babylonian exile, after the return of the Babylonian exile, the book of Chronicles. So here, the chronicler borrows, as it were, from the mizmor, from the psalm, from the chant, and not vice versa, since the passage is not included in the version of 1 Kings. So understanding the various books in the scripts, but sometimes we can look into the books of the Kings, First and Second Kings, and then we look into like First and Second Chronicles, we seem to have some of the same narrative, but with a slight change or maybe additional details here or there, or some details not there as we have right here. So the Chronicler, the book of Chronicles, was written after the black Jews, the Yehudim, the Judahites returned during the time of Ezra and Nehemiah. So it represents a kind of a retelling of the Chronicles and the history. So here we have the Chronicler in Second Chronicles chapter 6, verse 41, at the end of Solomon's prayer of the Hanukkah. Hanukkah, what's Hanukkah? It's a livocation of the house, also called the prayer of dedication. So the Chronicler here, he borrows from the Mizmor, from this psalm right here, and not that the psalm borrows from Chronicles, but it brings out in verses 8 to 10 the same essential idea. But the passage is not included in the earlier testimony of the history of the children of Israel in 1 Kings. Now, the composition here is no doubt post-exilic, written after the exile, after that return from the Babylonian captivity of the Judeans and the Judahites of the what's called the Southern Kingdom. And it gives voice to the disappointment. There's a disappointment that's aroused by the condition of Ha-Hekal, the condition of the temple, and the condition of the nation in the age of Nehemiah. High hopes. There were high hopes and high expectations that had been only partially, to say the least, partially realized. Nevertheless, despair was avoided, avoiding that despair. Even I and I in this generation, that Rhema word to I and I in this generation, when we look at even repatriation, when we look at some of the things that have gone on with the land grant, the Shashamani, the Malkota land grant, given to we, the black people of the world, through the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated in 1937, key man, Dr. Malaku, Emmanuel Bayan. So in the same sense, we have high hopes that had been and has been seemingly only partially realized or fulfilled. Nevertheless, it's avoiding despair. How do we avoid despair? Well, we take an example even from the previous generation, take example from those who have tried it, Yahweh, Truth and Life, even before I and I. So despair was avoided by the conviction, the conviction that's strengthened, particularly strengthened by a pilgrimage. So even right here in this time, ones and ones, amongst many of I and I have, as of yet, hopefully, Jah willing, I and I will also make that aliyah, make that tribe, but it's good to hear from ones and ones who have made that tribe, even to Ethiopians, the gates of Zion, and we have the example, even from I-4, where that conviction is strengthened, even though the hopes and the expectation have not been fully realized, strengthened by a pilgrimage, by a tribe to Jerusalem, to Yerushalayim, even I-2, Yerushalayim, even New Jerusalem, even Lalibela, yes, I rise the far eye, that the glorious promise, the yea and amen, made by Jehovah to David, would be discharged in full. That promise will be paid in full. So here, we have Jehovah, remember to David, all his affliction, how he swore to Jehovah and vowed to the mighty one, of Yaakov, the mighty one of Jacob. What did he say? Surely I will not come into the tent of my house, nor go up, nor aliyah up, nor go up into the bed that is spread for me. I will not give sleep to mine eyes, nor slumber to mine eyelids, until I find out a place for Jehovah, a dwelling place for the mighty one, for the Abir Yaakov, for the mighty one of Jacob. Yes, I, Rastafari, Davidic.
It is good that you are here, record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, Christ, and the just cause, David will still be the land.
They all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. They shall dwell in the the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children, forever. My servant they shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them, and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore.
The sanctuary, the sanctuary. So today's daily psalm is quite appropriate, right, to even I and I of this dispensation, of this generation, to hear how David, even great King David, how he swore, how he vowed a vow, his strong desire, King David's strong desire to erect a heikal, heikal in the Hebrew, the heikal, a bait mikdash, a bait, the house of the mikdash, a bait mekdes, the house of the holy. We have this in 2 Samuel, chapter 7. He vowed, right, to create that dwelling place for the Abir of Yaakov, for the mighty one of Jacob. The mighty one of Jacob. Here. When we say Yahweh, hey, Jehovah, Yahweh, he who be, who he be. Who he be? He be the mighty one, the Abir. Abir Yaakov. He be the Abir Yaakov, the mighty one of Jacob. Now, again, right, we have this right here, twice in today's daily psalm. We have this here in the second verse, how he swore to Jehovah, to Yahweh, to he who he be, and vowed to the Abir Yaakov, to the mighty one of Jacob. And then in verse 5, until in his vow, in that word sound that the psalmist here, puts in David, in his mouth, the word sound, until, we know that until the philosophies which holds one race superior, another inferior, those nine untils. Here he has an until I find out a place for Yahweh, for Jehovah, for he who be, who he be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, for the Holy One, blessed be he, blessed be the name. A dwelling place for the Mighty One. Mishkanot, a place to Shakan, a place to dwell, even for the Shekinah, Mishkanot, La Abir Yaakov, a dwelling place. Now in the Hebrew, it's interesting in the Hebrew, because the Hebrew has Mishkanot. Mishkanot is actually dwelling places, places to Shakan. Shakan in the Hebrew, to Shakan, as we have the Mishkan, the sanctuary, the dwelling place. Here, dwelling places, La Abir Yaakov. So here we also have, right, the Hebrew Trinity, the Ab, the Bain, the Ruach HaKadosh, Yahuwah Achad, he who be, who he be, the one. And this corresponds even right here in the season with the fourth sabbatical study for this Rastafari sabbatical strong. Wa Yera, and he appeared. The Shalosh HaNashim, those three men, according to the Hebrew, bringing it out, the three mortal men, right? Some call them the three angels. We refer to the visitation in the Beit Abraham as the Hebrew Trinity, the Mishkanot la Abir Yaakov. So what do we have here? Originally, when we go to Bereshit, to Genesis chapter 49, verse 24. This is like the pretext for this word sound, for this attribute of Jehovah, for he who be, who he be, who he be. He be the mighty one of Jacob. So referring to Genesis chapter 49, verse 24. See, the plan to build HaHekal, to build the temple, to build the Beit Mikdash, the Beit, the house, Mikdash of the holy in the Hebrew, the Beit Mikdash in the Royal Amharic, coming from the G'iz construction, the Beit HaMekdes, the Beit, the house of the Mekdes of the holy. This plan, and the plan was conceived by David HaMelech, according to 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 1. Jehovah had given him rest, David rest, from all his enemies round about. And because he had that rest from his enemies round about, he was able to build, and he sought to build the temple. He sought to build the temple. And the victories, the Yeshuot, word for salvation in the Hebrew, from that same root as the name of the Moshiach, Yeshua, Yeshuot, the victories, the salvations, they were attributable to Ha'ilahim, to Ha'alahayim, Ha'ilahim, to the power, who had stood by the patriarch, had stood by the patriarch. So what does David say right here, from verse 3 to verse 5? Surely, he says, this is his vow, Remember the teaching of the vow in HaTorah, the vow, right? Even that vow of the Nazarene, the vow of the Nazarite, but the vow, the principle of the vow right here, here, here. How Dawid, remember to Dawid, remember to the well-beloved, remember to David, all his affliction. How he swore to Yahweh, to Jehovah, and vowed to the Abir Ra'ikov, surely I will not come into the tent of my house, nor go up into the bed that is spread for me. I would not give sleep to mine eyes, nor slumber to mine eyelids, until I find out a place for Yahweh, for Jehovah, a dwelling place for the Abir Ya'ikov. So now the wording of the vow, as here given, is not the direct wording, but it brings out the intent of great King David, even as we find within the historical books, even Shemuel, even in Samuel, which Dawid spoke, which he intended. The tent of my house, the tent of my house, the tent that is my house. In the Hebrew, brings out the sense of the tent that is my house. And tent here can be seen to be employed in a poetical sense for a building. But then the tent also, right, is this kind of tabernacle, right, this tabernacle even of the body, right, as we have this in the Brit Chadashah. A place for Jehovah, a place, a makom. The Hebrew word is makom, makom, right, from the root kum and to come and to standing, like a standing place, almost like a parking space. It's interesting in the Hebrew and the Royal Amharic, that word makom. Makom could be like a parking space in a sense, but makom is like a standing space, right, the spot, right, a makom la Yahuwah for Jehovah. Now, this here, 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 just touching on some of the basics, this is explained. How is this to be explained? It's explained by 1 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 1, where it reads in 1 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 1, how David prepared a place for the ark, for the ark. He prepared for a place, he prepared a place for the ark of Hailahim, ark of Exiaviah, ark of the Sustainer, a dwelling place. Once again, the Hebrew, Mishkanot, is plural, is plural. We also have this in Psalm 43, round about verse 3. But here, 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 the first section of today's daily psalm, Dawid's vow, David's vow to build a Heikal, to build a temple. And now, as we know, and as you get to know by studying the books of Shemuel, that though that was his intention, he was not able to build that, right, according to the words of the prophet, because of, you know, all the war and the blood, right, that he had on his hands, but it was to be transferred to his son, to his son, to his son, to Shlomo, to Solomon, to Negus Solomon, to King Solomon. Yet, David, even according to 1 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 1, what did he do? He prepared. He prepared. He stored up enough materials. Enough of the materials, enough of the gold, the silver, the metals, the wood, the materials that would be needed for the building of that holy place. It reminds I and I of Garmawi, Nugus, Neges, and even the Gerd, the grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam, right, that has been built, and there's still so much war, right, over that, but those plans were the plans drafted up and prepared by even the greater David, the greater son, even by the Rastafari, Kedemawi, Haile Selassie. So here, 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 even though the psalm brings out the high hopes, right, that had only partially been realized, the disappointment, especially the disappointment in the time of the returned exiles. So when the exiles had returned out of Babylon during the time of Cyrus and Darius, and we have that in the books of Ezra as well as Nehemiah, when they had returned and they saw the condition of the temple after destruction by the Babylonians and what had been done to the nation, as even when we look even this time in the post, we could say like the post majestic years, in the years after 1974, 75, even to this present time, and even the condition of Ethiopia, and specifically of the land grant and other areas, there is some despair that seems to creep in. There are high hopes that had only partially been realized, yet it's how the despair was avoided by that conviction, that eviction, right? Strengthened by even that trod to the gates, even the gates of Zion, avoiding that despair right here, 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 knowing that the glorious promises made by Jehovah to Dawid would be discharged in full. So here, here, look at Rhema tune right here, but we ride up, ride up, ride up. Bob Marley's son, Damian Marley, despair right here, here, here. Check it, check it, check it.
Shaka Zulu, Bobo, Shanti, Naya, Pinky, Mana, Mama, Warrior. This fear, hey, fear and desperation, no depression can't carry ya. This fear, hey, Ayatollah, Idi Amin, many lecture, Mana, Masai, Warrior. This fear, hey, fear and desperation, no depression can't carry ya. This fear. Like burning spear and such before me. Who all fought for the cause and despair. Hey. Huh. Enforcing all the laws and
the master of the masses. One has power, the other one lacks it. Guns of power, controlled by assets, owned by financial forecasters. Who are the masters? They are the gangsters. They are the bankers, the ones who tax us. The masses, they are us. The sheep, the people divided in classes. Off like a Shiite bomb, and all y'all see I'm on my war paint on my face shit, my 9mm on my waist shit. I'm a problem, shoot up your waist shit, let a few go, then I get no blazing haze again. The masters, the Wall Street war chiefs, the elitist groups, the masses, they pray to Jesus saying he will see us through. The masters are the aristocratic, the masters after the most high on his way here. I'm trying to stay clear, my mind is my modern day spear. Hey, I say, it's fair. Huh. Shaka Zulu, Bobo, Shanti, Mana, Gideon, Mana, Mama, Warrior. Despair, hey. Fear and desperation, no depression can't carry out. Despair, hey. Through the hands of time and cruel men, it has slew more than a billion. Despair, hey. It keep on suppressing the humble man's opinion.
Misled in a Swiss cheese when the fist squeeze. Misled, the media misleads, scares you to the point where you miss sleep. With that said, misled with this Ruger and that shooter, submachine gun better tat through ya. Copper tops, holler point to do you something bad. Our future is misled. Three strikes, there's no school when the teacher strikes. This economy, this monopoly, with no job, just own your property. That was battle, what come natural, must survive anyhow you have to. Despair, desperation, but I have no fear when I hold this spear.
Make some boy know stamina, sell God, this beer not make friends. Man I run racket, man I run ski, man I run race, man I run dumb bends. Can't trust Sheena, Ina, Weena, I in a contact lens. Man I run from police, man I run dumbbell, can't tell us that not make sense.
So, rise up to my defense, all appointed is my preference. Should have been the third, don't know what you heard, get referred by the wrong reference. When this beer start to spend, it a fight on a dear true fence. Dismember your members and all of your limb, but you must see enough make friends. Well, when I run drugs, when I run risk, when all I run out of time and ends. When I run up and down, when I run for them life, when I run down this footprint. Nothing I want, I yard and food, they are road, then man, I figure those statements. This year was a tool of a choose to enslave man and make man servant. Escape from this fear and desperation become more urgent. Mankind need to cleanse and wash out them soul with spiritual detergent. A distant time, a distant relative control in the circumference. And any man move with no permission, they're feeling the circumstance of despair, hey. Shaka Zulu, Bobo, Shanti, Mana, hey. Mana, Mama, Warrior. Despair, hey. Fear of your recession and depression can't carry ya. Despair, hey. In a city, youth them rise it up, disguise and make a party step. Despair. And any time them clap it up, the whole city level. Despair, like burning spear and such before I. Who all fought for the cause and despair, hey. They can't ignore me, no.
Yes, sir. Despair. Look at that pun in the word right there in English. Imagine how that
what
is in the Hebrew. Yeah. Let's study that in
Africa. Africa. Just the mention of it. Just the mention of it, man. It's like you call my name, man. Well, you know, Africa is the motherland, and Africa is where we rightfully belong. And that's where I want to be.
Yes, yes, yes. So the Torah, according to teachings, plants is Zion, mother, and wisdom. Wisdom. But something interesting right here about today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, and also the Torah reading and feedings that we have right here, the theme of the ark, the theme of building and finding a place, Mishkan. Mishkan, remember we said the Mishkanot is the plural. So it's very interesting because the triunity of Yahweh, the Trinity, the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity, HaShilush HaKadosh, Kedush Selassie, is pointed to that over and over, especially in the Hebrew, and sometimes it comes through in the translation. Very, very interesting, the Mishkanoteka, the eyes Mishkan, the eyes dwelling places. Now here, another interesting point is that Dawid was not able to build it, but somebody had to do that work and put that work that David did and that Yehoshua did. And yes, it was bloody. Yes, it was warfare. Yes, it was clearing a space. And even Menelik, Kedamawi Menelik, Dagmawi Dawid, David II, Ebna Hakim, you know, the King Solomon, the Queen of Sheba's, their only son. Even he and the 12,000 Israelites, at least 11,000 Levites might went out there, but, you know, didn't deal with that blood. But they had to clear space, right? That's all a part of the covenant. That's all a part of the inheritance right there. But to think about the irony, that someone had to put that work in to clear the space, because once the space is cleared, once you inherit it, that means once you drive out the others and you subdue the land, then you build and then you do these things right there. It reminded me of Hebrews, the epistle to the Hebrews. Now, the best way to understand and understand the epistle to the Hebrews as it was understood and overstood in the first century time by the Nazarenes, before they were called Christianoi, Messiahites, anointed ones, by the Nazarenes, the true followers of Yeshua HaMashiach, right, to overstand this book, it's important to overstand the Torah right here, because they go together so good, so very good. It shows that revelation, shows the pattern. As it says to Moses, Moses was told to see that he do all things according to the pattern. Hebrews 9:22, and almost all things are by the law, by HaTorah, by the law purged by blood. And without shedding of blood is no remission. Now, it's interesting. David is prohibited from building the sanctuary. Some say that it's because he was a man of war and a man of blood. Others say it's because of the Bathsheba incident. But either way, David's work was important. And so David was not able to build the sanctuary or the temple, but that work was passed on to his son. He prepared, as Psalm 132, here, today's daily psalm says that he prepared for it. And then in this new tabernacle, we say in the Brit Chadasha, King David, Dawid, becomes very central and important, as the scripts say, and Shemuel says that he's a man after Jehovah's own heart. And and even in the new covenant church of the firstborn, the liturgy, the word sound, right, that spiritual word sound, that new covenant word sound that was in the Old Testament. In other words, the real new covenant revelation is what they found in the Old. It's just that people who were in the Old probably just, you know, like they were more comfortable with the old line, as the Messiah says, Robeno says, no one who has drank of the old wine immediately desires anew. That might be with this ministry and amongst Sinai Rastafari brothers and ones, right? It doesn't conform necessarily to all the different, you know, the mansions, right? Though many of the mansions have certain central points that are according to the glory, but here we have to study according to the glory of His Majesty. I'm going to ride up with this. Another point here, another Rhema word is in that reasoning there, reasoning on the overview of today's daily psalm, 132nd psalm, it's interesting the connection and the link with Samuel chapter 7. And we went into Rhema word on this Rastafari podcast, T to T Testify Tuesday, right here, for this January, for the 8th of January, 2022. The Rhema word was 1 Samuel chapter 4. And that was based on this tune that I love, Ross Ivy tune, Ark of the Covenant. If you know the history of the Ark of the Covenant, you skylark. But then what I heard them say in chant, say, well, the Ark cannot be taken because it belongs to the King of Kings. I said, wait, hold on. Are they implying that, well, after the Ark left Jerusalem and came to Ethiopia, therefore it then became the property of the King of Kings? Well, that leaves about 20 centuries, no, more than 20 centuries. Almost 30 centuries, well, who did it belong to? It always belongs to the King of Kings. Second point is that according to 1 Samuel chapter 4, the ark can be taken, right? When that glory being left, and then that brings to the next point concerning glory. In the Hebrew, we have kabod, as we have the name of the grandson of Eli, the high priest at the time, right? His granddaughter had a son. And because she heard that the ark was taken and her father was dead and her husband was dead, she named the child Ichabod. You may say Ichabod, like Ichabod Crane. But Ichabod means as in the mark, Kabod, no glory. Then as Matthew's teaching to I and I and we, for my part, I glory in the Bible. So we as Ethiopian Hebrews being Rastafari, that is according to the glory of his name, the Rastafari Kedemawi Haile Selassie. So the connection of glory, looking in the glory, the scripture, the Bible, and seeing the ark can be taken when that glory leaves Israel. What do you think happened during the time when they put his majesty in that sort of a green Volkswagen? Right, that Volkswagen, interesting right there, all of that, we can get into that. But when they put him in that Volkswagen, that Beetle, that Keperaim, what did the cherubim look like? Anyway, when they put him in that Volkswagen Beetle, they put him in that little Beetle, like a scarab, a Beetle, a Kepra, the cherubim. Okay, when they put him in the Beetle, right, and they drove him away. What do you think happened with Ethiopia and the glory? What do you think really happened? Yes, I, Rastafari. So 1 Samuel chapter 4, the ark taken, the Philistines, then they had to give it back, of course, and then we have King David coming forward with the returning of the ark and bringing forward the tabernacle of David, the Zion pattern, that is the pattern for the Brit Chadasha, the Adish Kal Kidan.
Keep us this teaching of His Majesty, for we no one, no devil, philosophy, feel it in the one drop.
David's vowed to build.
Feel it in the one drop. And we still find time to wrap, to wrap.
So right here, a little midrash right here on the outro right here, a little midrash right here, brothers and sisters. Yes, I, Rastafari. Let's just share this right here. Julian Marley, this little clip. Don't you know, Rastafari?
All right, the law. Don't you know,
Rastafari.
Shema Yisrael, here today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed Beit, Kof Lamed Beit, Psalm 132, Mizmor Kof Lamed Beit, Psalm CXXXII, a Midrash, here from the Midrash Tehillim. Study on today's daily psalm, Psalm 132. The Lord hath made a faithful oath to David, he will not turn back from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. If thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them, their children also shall sit upon thy throne forever. Hear today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed Beit, Kof Lamed Vet, Kof Lamed Beit, Psalm 132, here, Hebraically, verses 11 to 12. Nishba'ah Yahuwah Ledawi, Emet, Lo Yashuva, Mimena, Mipri, Vitaneka, Ashita Le Kise Lak, Aim, Yisha Merua, Vaneka, Briti, Ve Edotia Zo, E Lam Dem, Kama, Bnei Hema, Edea Ada, Yeshvua, Le Kise Lak. The Lord swore to David, to David, in truth. Nishba'ah Yahuwah le David, Emet. He will not turn back from it. Lo yashuba mimenaha. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. Mipriya vitneka ashita lekise lak. Hear, hear. Today's daily psalm. Mizmor Kof Lamed Beit, here, 12th verse. If thy children keep my covenant, im ishimrua baneka briti, and my testimony that I shall teach, them, v'edotia zo elamdeim, their children also forever shall sit upon thy throne. Dam de nehema de ada yeshvua le kise lak. Three things were given conditionally by the Lord, by Yahuwah, by Jehovah. Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel. Ha Hekal, the temple. And Kise Beit Dawid, and the throne of the house of David. The book of Torah, Jah's direction, instruction, and the covenant with Aharon, with Aaron, however, were given unconditionally. Three things were given conditionally by Jehovah: the land of Israel, the Eretz Yisrael, the temple HaHekal, and Kisei Beit Dawid, and the throne of David. The Sefer Torah, the book of Torah, and the Brit, the covenant with Aharon, with Aaron, however, were given unconditionally. Minnain, and the proof that the Eretz Yisrael, that the land of Israel, was given conditionally, the verses, even from Devarim, from Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 16 to 17. Hishamru elakem, penna, Yifateh levavekema vifartema vaibartema Elohim Echarim Acharima vihishatachewitema lahem. Take heed to yourselves, lest your heart be deceived, and ye and your turn aside, and serve other Elohim, and worship them. Hishamru lahem. Penna yifteh le vadekem wisartem wa ibartem Elohim achrima wehishatachwitem lahem. And the anger wichara vichara, and the anger vichara fi Yahuwah bachem. V'atzara etaha shamayima velo yihyehe matara v'ha'idama lo titen pena yevulaha va'ivadetema mehera me'ala ha'aretza ha'tova asher Yahuwah notena lachem. And the anger of Jehovah be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven, so that there shall be no rain, and the ground shall not yield her fruit, and ye and your quickly perish quickly from off the good land, from off ha'aretz ha'tova that Jehovah giveth you. Minayin, and the proof that ha'hekal, that the temple, was given conditionally, the verses that we find in 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 12, where it reads, as for this house that thou art building, If thou, the I, wilt walk, wilt trod in my statutes, then will I perform my word with thee, with the I, in that I will dwell therein among the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites, and will not forsake Ami Yisrael, my people Israel. Habayita haze asher ata vone yimateleka bechukotaya v'eta misha pataya ta'ise v'shamarta et kol mitzvotaya la leketa bahem vahiki moti et devari itak asher devariti il David avika. Concerning this house that thou art in building, if thou wilt walk in my statutes and exercise my judgments and keep all my commandments to walk in them, to trod in them, then will I perform my word with thee, I, that I spake to David, to David, thy father. Habayita haze asher ata bonneim teleka bechukotaya we eta misha pataya ta'ise we shamarta et kola mitzvotaya la leketa bahem wa hekimotia eta de baria itaka asher di baritia il David abika. But if you do not walk, do not trod in my statutes, then hear, according to the words of 1 Kings, 1 Kings chapter 9, verse 8, this house that is so high shall become desolate, and everyone that passeth by it shall be astonished. V'habayitaze yihye elyon kola Overa alayowa ye shom ve sharaka we amru al ma asa yahwa kah la areta ha zota ve la bayita hazeh. And at this house that is high, everyone that passes by it shall be astonished and shall hiss, and they shall say, why hath Jehovah done thus, like this, to this land and to this house? Where habayita hazeh yihye elyon kol over alayowa yishom we sharaka we amru al maha asah yahuwa ka kaha la areta hazota we la bayita hazeh. Minyani, and the proof that the Kisei, Bait David, and the proof that the throne of the house of David, of David, was given conditionally, the verses that we have right here, even in today's daily psalm, even in Mizmor Kof Lamed Bait, Psalm 132, Hebraically the 12th verse, that reads, the Lord hath made a faithful oath to David, to David, of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne, if thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony, their children also shall sit upon thy throne forevermore. Nishba'ah Yahweh le David, amet. Yishmeru avaneka briti ve'edoti azo ilamdem gam b'nehem edei ada yeshavu likisei lak. But if they do not keep my testimony, then hear, according to the words of Psalm 89, verses 31 to 33, that reads, then will I visit their transgressions with the rod, and their iniquity, the antiquity, and their iniquity with strokes. Here, Mizmor Faith 8, Mizmor Faith 8, Mizmor Faith 8, Psalm LXXXIX, Psalm 89, here, Hebraically, verses 31 to 33, verse 31, that reads, Im ya'azvua vanayoa torati uwa ve mishpatai lo yelechun. If his children forsake my Torah, im ya'azvua banayo torati, and walk not mine ordinances, uwa ve mishpatai lo yelechun. If they profane my statutes, im chukotaya ye chalelu, and keep not my commandments, uwa mitzvotai lo yishmoru, then will I visit their transgression with the rod. Uwa fakatiya v'shaveta pisham, and their iniquity with strokes. Uwa v'nagaim evonam. When minai, and the proof that the Sefer HaTorah, the Sefer Torah, that the book of Torah was given unconditionally. And the proof, minayin, that the book, the Sefer of the Torah, was given unconditionally. Here. The verse from Devarim, from Deuteronomy 33 and 4, that reads, the law that Moses commanded us, I, is an inheritance of the congregation of Jacob. Torah tziwah lanu Moshe, morasha kehillah Yaakov. Moses commanded I and I a law. Moses commanded us a law. Torah tziwah lanu Moshe, an inheritance of the congregation of Jacob. Morasha kehillah Yaakov, an inheritance of the kehillat, the Kehilata Yaakov, inheritance of the congregation, the church of Jacob. Morasha Kehilat Yaakov. The Minyanin, and the proof that the covenant with Aharon, with Aaron, was made unconditionally. The verses even from Bamidbar, from Numbers chapter 18, verse 1 and verse 19, that reads, and the Lord said to Aaron, it is a covenant of salt forever before the Lord to thee, to the eye, and to thy seed with thee, and to thy seed with the eye. Vayomer Yahuwah el Aharon, Brit, Brita melach olam mehi, lifnei Yahuwah leka, ua lezareka itak. And Jehovah said to Aaron, Vayomer Yahuwah el Aharon, it is an everlasting covenant of salt before Jehovah to thee, to the eye, and to thy seed with thee, with the eye. Brit melach olam. He, lifnei Yahuwah leka, uwa lezareka itaka. And also the verses from Bamidbar, verses from Numbers chapter 25, verses 12 to 13. Wherefore say, behold, I give to him my covenant of peace, and he shall have it, and his seed after him, even the covenant of an everlasting priesthood. Lachena emora hinni notena lawu eta britia shalom ve haita lawu ua le zaro a chrayo brita ke hunata olama tachata asher kineya le lohayo vaya ka terra alla bineya Israel. Wherefore say, Lachen, Amor, behold, hinni, I give to him my covenant of peace, notena lawu, et abriti shalom, and it shall be to him, we haita lawu, and to his seed after him, ule zaroa acharayo, the covenant of an everlasting priesthood. Barita kahunata olam, because he was zealous, he was jealous, he was zealous for his God. tachata shera kineya lelohayo, and made atonement for the Bnei Yisrael, for the children, for the sons of Israel. Vayakapira ala Bnei Yisrael. And here Midrash note, here to Phinehas, to Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aharon, the son of Aaron. This is my rest. This is my rest forever. This is my resting place forever. Zot menuchati edei ada. This is my rest forever. Zota menuchati edei ada. In connection, here, today's daily psalm is more of Lamed Beit. Here he breaks the 14th verse. This is my rest forever. This is my resting place forever. Zot minuchati de'ad. In connection with these words, the Ravim, the Rebbeinat, the scholars of Torah, they differed in their interpretation of the verse from Devarim, from Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 9, that reads, "For ye, for y'all, are not as yet come to the rest and to the inheritance that the Lord your God giveth thee. Ki lo vatem ad atta illa ha minucha v'illa ha nachila asher Yahuwah Eloheka noten alak. For ye, for y'all, are not as yet come to the rest. Ki lo batem ad atta illa ha minucha, and to the inheritance, ve'ilaha nachla, that Jehovah your Elohim giveth thee, asher Yahuwah Eloheka noten lak. Rav Yehuda, Judah said, the word rest, ha minucha, the word rest refers to Shiloh, and why is Shiloh termed Menucha, rest? Because after the conquest of the land, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the sons, the children, the Israelites, rested at Shiloh, at Shiloh. And the word inheritance, ha nachila, the word inheritance, nachila, refers to Yerushalayim, to Jerusalem, because Yerushalayim is so termed in the verse, even from Yeremiah, from Ermias, from Jeremiah 12 and 8, my heritage is become to me, to I, as a lion in the forest. My heritage is become to I as a lion in the forest. Haitahliya nachilati k'aye vayar. My heritage is become to me, to I. Haitahli nachilati, as a lion, k'aye, in the forest, bayar. Haitahli nachilati, k'aye, bayar. And also in the verse, the next verse of Yirmiyahu, of Jeremiah, of Ermias chapter, Jeremiah chapter 12, verse 9, is my heritage to me as a speckled bird of prey? Is my heritage to I as a speckled bird of prey? Ha ayit savua nachilati li? Is my heritage to me, to I, as a speckled bird of prey? Ha ayit savua nachilati li? But Rav Shimon Simeon said, the word Nachla, it refers to Yerushalayim, to Jerusalem, because Yerushalayim is so termed in the verse, even the verse from Psalm 132, here, he breaks the 14th verse, that reads, Zot menuchati de'ad, this is my resting place, this is my rest forever. And also, in the verse, from the same Psalm 132, the verse before that reads, For the Lord hath chosen Zion, He hath desired it for his habitation. For Jehovah hath chosen Zion. He hath desired her, for his habitation. Kia vahar Yahuwah b'tzion, Ivaha le moshava lau, for Jehovah hath chosen Zion. Ki bahar Yahuwah b'tzion, he hath desired it, he hath desired her. Iwaha, for his habitation. Iwaha le moshava lau. And why is Yerushalayim, why is Jerusalem termed rest? Why is Jerusalem termed minuchat termed rest? Because the resting place of the Aaron Habrit, the resting place of the Ark of the Covenant, the resting place of the Tabot, the resting place of the Aaron Habrit was Yerushalayim, was in Yerushalayim, was in Jerusalem, Arasalam. And the word nachla and the word inheritance refers to Shiloh, because it is written even in Joshua 18 and 10. And Joshua cast lots for them in Shiloh before the Lord. And via Yehoshua, and via Joshua, Iyasu, divided the land to the Bnei Yisrael, to Yisrael, Lijoch, the sons, the children of Israel, according to their divisions. Vayashlech Lahem Yehoshua Gorala Bi Shiloh Lifne Yahuwah Vaya Halek Sham Yehoshua Eta Haaret Lifne Yisrael Ke Machen Likotam. In the school of Rav Ishmael, it was taught that both the one and the other word refer to Shiloh, to Shiloh. But according to Rav Shimon ben Yochai, both the one and the other refer to Yerushalayim, to Jerusalem. For the Lord hath chosen Zion. He hath desired it. He hath desired her for his habitation. Ki yabachar Yahuwah b'tzion, iwaha limoshaba lawuwa, until Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, was chosen. Any place in the Eretz Yisrael, in the land of Israel, was thought suitable for the sacrifice of Olah, of burnt offering, the Olot. But after Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, Yerushalayim was chosen, the sacrifice elsewhere in the Eretz Yisrael ceased to be suitable. As it is said, even here in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 12, verses 13 to 14, that reads, Take heed to thyself, that thou offer not thy burnt offerings in every place that thou seest, but in the place that the Lord shall choose in one of thy tribes. There shall thou offer thy burnt offerings. Hishamer lika pena ta'ele oloteka b'kol ha'makom asher tireh. Kiyayima b'makom asher yivachar Yahuwah b'achada shevadeka. Ani lechozer. Kiyayima b'makom asher yivachar Yahuwah b'achada shevadeka shama ta'ele oloteka. We shamata ise kol asher anoki mitzaweka. Take heed to thyself. He shamer lika, that thou offer not thy burnt offerings in every place that thou seest. He shamer lika penata ele oloteka bekola makoma asher tire. But in the place that Jehovah shall choose in one of thy tribes. Ki im b'makom asher yibachar Yahuwah b'achad shebateka sham. There, sham ta'ile oloteka. There thou shalt offer thy burnt offerings. With sham, and there, with shamata ise kol asher anokia mitzaweka. and there thou shalt do all that I command thee, that I command thee I. Until the eternal habitation was chosen, the whole of Yerushalayim, of Jerusalem, was suitable for the divine, the divine presence, the divine face, the divine perception. But after the eternal habitation was chosen, the rest of Yerushalayim, of Jerusalem, ceased to be suitable. As it is said, even here, in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed Beit, Psalm 132, Hebraically the 13th and the 14th verses that read, "For Jehovah hath desired her for his habitation, saying, This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I have desired her. I have desired her." Her. Ki Bahar Yahuwah Be Sion, Iyawaha Limoshava Lawu, Zota Minuchati De Ada. Po Eshev Ki Iyawitiyaha. Here will I dwell. Po Eshev. Here, Po Eshev, will I dwell. Ki Iwitiyaha. For I have desired it, for I have desired her. Until Aaron was chosen, all the Bnei Yisrael, all the sons of Israel, the children, the Israelites, were thought fit for the kahuna, were thought fit for the priesthood. But after Aaron was chosen, the rest of the Bnei Yisrael, the rest of the sons of Israel, were no longer thought fit. As it is said, even here in Bamidbar, in Numbers chapter 18, verse 19, where it reads, "And Jehovah said to Aharon, It is a covenant of salt forever before Jehovah to thee, the eye, and to thy seed, thy race, thy seed with thee, with the eye." And as it is also said, even in Bamidbar, in Numbers chapter 25, verses 12 to 13, "Behold, I give to him," speaking of Pinchas, Phinehas, "Behold, me, I give to him my covenant of peace, and he shall have it, and his seed, his race, his seed after him, even the covenant of an everlasting and eternal priesthood." Until David was chosen, all the Bnei Yisrael, all the sons of Israel, were thought fit for kingship. After David was chosen, the rest of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, were no longer thought fit. As it is said, even in Second Chronicles chapter 13, verse 5, that reads, "Ought ye y'all not to know that the Lord, the God of Israel, gave the kingdom over Israel to David forever, even to him and to his sons, by a covenant of salt? Hello lachem la da'ata ki Yahuwah Elohe Yisrael natana mamlaka lit David ada Yisrael le'olam la'u u'a levanayo brita melach. Ought y'all not to know, hello lachem la da'at, that Jehovah ki Yahuwah, the God of Israel, Elohe Yisrael, gave the kingdom over Yisrael to David, to David, forever. Natana mamlaka le David ada Yisrael le olam. Even to him and to his sons, by a covenant of salt, by a covenant of salt. Lahu u'a le banayo berita melach. Until the land of Israel, the Eretz Yisrael, was chosen, all lands were suitable for divine revelations. But after the Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, was chosen, all other lands ceased to be suitable.